Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Some train for a race they register for a few days, or let's say a few weeks. Others take much longer. But is there a perfect time frame when it comes to training for a race? Before I dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. You probably know, or maybe you don't know, but I also wrote my own training plans that work for many runners all around the globe, and you can get them for free from runandsmile.net. So just in case you're looking for a training plan, I will leave a link to the webpage in the description of this episode. Just don't be afraid when you take a first look at the plans that I wrote. They are shorter than most other training plans out there. Most training plans are somewhere between 10 and 20 weeks long, but my longest training plans that are written for marathon training are not longer than 10 weeks. Now, this doesn't mean that from no running you will be able to run a marathon in 10 weeks. But it means that if you're gonna ask me for advice, I will say that 6 to 8 weeks for a 10K, 6 to 10 weeks for a half marathon, and 8 to 12 weeks for a marathon are more than enough to get you in shape for the race. Now, just a few days ago, I responded to a post on Facebook where a member of a running community I follow was asking if it's okay to do a 40-week training plan leading into a marathon. 40 weeks? Really? If you run 5 times a week, that's 200 runs leading into a marathon. Now, if you run one interval session, one tempo run, and one long run each week, that would mean that you will put your body under stress for 120 times before the race. Do you really think that this makes sense? If you ask me, well, not much. You'll probably just burn out on the way to your goal, maybe even injure yourself. But what is the optimal training load before a race? Is it 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, maybe 14, maybe more? Well, there's no easy answer to it. Each of us is unique, and what works for me may not work for you. But still, I wouldn't recommend more than 12, maybe, but just maybe 14 weeks of training for a marathon. You wanna know why? Well, 10 to 12 weeks give you just enough time to get the best out of your training, get you fit to the start line, and you will not risk to put your body under too much stress. If you're training for a half marathon, I think that even 6 to 8 weeks are more than enough and about the same when training for shorter races. Before you start with your specific training plan, you need to do your homework, meaning that you need to be able to run at least as far as the first long run of the training plan, and at least as fast as the first tempo run or interval session is. So actually, you'll probably start with your training earlier. But it will not be the race-specific training, more so a few weeks of aerobic base building leading into a specific training. I'm not gonna go into detail about aerobic base training in this episode because it would take too much time and it could maybe even confuse you. So I'm just gonna save it for a future episode. You'll get much more benefits if building training plan on training plan than doing one long training plan. So if your end goal is a marathon, I suggest you do first a half marathon training plan to get used to the distance. Best would be to run a half marathon after the training ends. And after the half marathon, take a week or two off of running and then start with a 10K training plan. This will get you used to run faster at a shorter distance, but you'll still have quite a long run each week, so you're not going to lose endurance fitness. After these two blocks, you should be ready and in decent shape to start a marathon training block. One more thing we need to consider before we jump into a training plan is how much time do we really have for running. We are not professional athletes. We have jobs, most of us families, and also other things in life. So even after planning your races, take some time and plan when and how much you'll be able to run. And after you figure that out, add another week or two to your training. Life can happen, and you don't want to be stressed if you can't go out for a planned run. I did so last year training for Berlin Marathon. Normally, my training blocks for marathons were 10 weeks long. But I added 2 weeks because in the middle of the training block, I had my summer vacation. By doing so, I was able to enjoy my vacation time with my two girls, and I still had more than enough time to train for Berlin. As I already said, it might not work for you, but you can give it a try. As with any other running-related stuff, you should try it out. And if it works for you, you can stick to it. If not, well, then you should stick with the training that works best for you. If you need more advice or maybe even a personalized training plan for your next race, visit runandsmile.net where you can find training plans for beginners and advanced runners. Or contact me over the webpage and get in touch with me. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!